This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh, and you're listening to The Morning Run. Emerging markets could be on the radar of investors now after showing a strong start in this year. Well, it may be attractive to some. Others believe debt in emerging markets are under pressure. To get a view on this, we have Sergey Strigo, head of emerging markets debt and currency, Adam Mundi on the line. Joyce, you speak to him.
Hi, Sergey. There is a view that emerging markets are under pressure as debt mounts. Your thoughts on this?
I believe that in emerging markets, there are countries that do have issues with the increase in debt levels. That is true. We have to look at China. We have to look at some of the African countries where the debt levels have been rising over the past couple of years. But by and large, I believe that the debt levels are rather sustainable. Because most of the debt these days is issued in local currencies, which is not, in a sense, as dangerous for these countries as borrowing in dollars or in other hard currencies. So I don't think that debt levels at the moment are a reason for us to worry about investing in emerging markets.
I see. So recent benign U.S. jobs report eased worries about inflation and faster rate hikes. But over the mid to long term, there's a worry that inflation could return, thereby causing rates to increase and the dollar to strengthen. So if these happen, do you think emerging markets can repay their debts?
Well, I think in terms of inflation, we have to look at the growth potential in emerging countries. So far, we believe that for this year, at least, inflation is rather benign. In fact, vast majority of emerging market countries, inflation is actually undershooting the central bank target. So we think that most of the central banks this year will stay on hold in emerging countries. With regards to dollar strengthening, obviously, the Federal Reserve has been hiking interest rates already since 2015. But on the contrary, we've seen dollar this year actually selling off because investors are more worried about the imbalances in the U.S. economy. So it is, I think, on a dollar, it's definitely a big question mark what the dollar is going to do. But I think definitely so far, emerging currencies have been doing very well, and we think that they will continue to appreciate somewhat in 2018.
Well, speaking about currencies, which ones are you betting on?
Well, it really depends on the country by country. So certainly in Latin America, we like Mexican peso. We like Brazilian real. In Central Eastern European zone, we prefer Russian ruble, which has its own very strong economic recovery story, with oil prices being rather stable at between $60 to $70 a barrel. In this time zone in Asia, we prefer higher yielding currencies in markets like India, Indonesia, and certainly Malaysia is one of our top picks.
What's your take on the ringgit?
I think ringgit will appreciate going forward. It has done rather well already, I think, over the past few months. We think that this is the currency is slightly undervalued. I think in terms of the Malaysian economy, definitely the return of stronger growth is definitely positive. We have a current account that is still very supportive of the currency. I think if you look at the other, opportunities in Asia, Malaysia does stand out really as one of the probably better bets on the currency appreciation this year.
Earlier, we were talking about investors being worried about imbalances. So what should investors do? Should investors worry about mounting debt in emerging markets? Because they are more indebted today than at any point since the 08 crisis.
I think you have to look at the type of debt that is there. You have to look at on the country-by-country basis. It's rather difficult to generalize, overall in the emerging countries. And it's true that, for example, Chinese debt is extremely high. But if you look at the Chinese corporate debt, which has been the main worry factor, I think, for investors over the past few years, over half of that debt is actually issued by government-owned entities. And we can expect Chinese government to step in if there is any need to help some of these entities. But as I said earlier, vast majority of debt issued by countries these days is actually in local currencies, which does not create the same type of risk as you said 15, 20 years ago when most of the countries were borrowing in U.S. dollars.
Right. So emerging market bonds typically offer yields of 7% to 10% in recent years. Is that still the case this year, or do you expect to see yield compression?
Well, in general, emerging market bonds do tend to pay higher yields compared to the developed markets, clearly because there are other risks involved, like political risks and economic risks. What we've seen over the past, let's say, 12 months is that some of the higher yielding countries, for example, Brazil, Russia, the yields have been actually compressing. So we are, in some cases, significantly below double-digit levels of, let's say, 10%, and in some cases, close to 7%. In some other cases, the yields have been going up because the central banks have been rising rates. And a good example is Mexico, which is a very strong economy, where the yields are around 7% or even higher, due to the fact that central banks has been hiking rates. So there are still opportunities in emerging markets, definitely, to invest in countries where the yields are close to the double-digit levels.
Are you still seeing a net fund flow into emerging markets this year? And how is the potential trade war impacting demand on emerging markets?
On the fund flows, definitely, we've seen significant inflows. Last year, 2017, was probably the highest inflow on record, over $110 billion invested in emerging market bond funds. This year started very nicely as well, so we are more than $10 billion already of the net inflows into emerging market debt funds. Interestingly, most of the money this year is coming into the local currency funds as opposed to the hard currency funds that we've seen over the past few years. So indeed, in terms of investors' appetite, there is a continuous appetite for emerging market bonds. And, you know, if you look at the other type of markets, emerging market equities has seen incredibly fast growth in terms of inflows year to date. So I think investors are still very much searching for yield, searching for income, and emerging markets does provide investors with this opportunity.
What about the potential trade war impacting demand? It hasn't impacted demand from what you're saying, right?
Yeah. So far, look, the trade war, the sort of some of the measures that were announced by the United States over the past couple of weeks are really more geared towards developed markets. If you look at the two main announcements, obviously the steel and aluminium tariffs imposed. Emerging markets doesn't really export to the U.S. Either of these two products in any sort of meaningful size. And so in terms of retaliatory measures, so we've seen some noise from Europe. Obviously, some of the countries, for example, Canada is involved in that as well. There is not yet any direct, I would say, meaningful threat to emerging markets with regards to trade war. But again, this is a very fluid situation. We'll need to see how the whole protectionism develops over the next few months in order to be able to assess the impact on the emerging markets.
Thank you for your insight, Sergey. That was Sergey Strugo, Head of Emerging Market Debt and Currency at Amundi.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.